Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's July 9th, 2020. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley, KPFG listener. All right. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally
Here.
James. Okay. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rowland, KPFG listener.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Good. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Good. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Melina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
All right. Going back. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener, are you here? Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Nancy Sorden.
This is Lyndon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you.
Present.
Thank you.
Lawrence Reyes, Nancy Sorden. All right, Mr. Chair, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3. We have 19 members present, constituting a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Would somebody like to volunteer to call the members who are not here, who did not ask for an excused absence? Maybe they're having trouble getting on the call.
This is James. I'm working on it.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to call and see if Lydia Brazone, Interim Executive Director, here, or Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer, or Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Counsel, or John Tatum, Parliamentarian. Any of those who I called here? Okay.
John Tatum is here.
Thank you, John. Back to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we have excused absences?
I haven't seen any, Alex.
Okay. Do we have any volunteers to do the timekeeper function? There's one for topics and one for persons. Anybody want to volunteer? I know Lawrence often does the topics, but he's not on the call yet. Okay. Maybe I'll get back to that one later then. Okay, the next item is the approval of the agenda. and let me read the draft agenda. First item is agenda approval, 3 minutes. The next item is resume consideration of amendment to remove and replace the PNB chair and secretary. That's a 10-minute item. Okay, the next item is vote to rescind PNP policy adopted June 11, 2020 concerning member requests for membership lists. That's a 20-minute item. The next item is motion on special rule limiting agenda approval to 20 minutes. That's a 10-minute item. That's followed by committee reports. There's a bunch of 5-minute items for committee reports and a three minutes for the committee for some reason. That's followed by a motion on LSB responsibility for posting and recording all LSB and LSB committee meetings. And that's followed by the IED report and Q&A. That's a 10-minute item. And that's followed by adjourning. So we need a motion to approve the draft agenda.
Chair, I make a motion to approve the draft agenda, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. Oh, Lawrence, since you're on the call, would you like to volunteer to be the timekeeper for topics?
Sure, for topics, yeah.
Thank you.
Grace, can you send me an agenda, please? Just give me the times on the agenda. That'll be fine.
Okay, and we need a second on that motion.
Sean will second.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion of the draft agenda.
And how much time, Chair? 5 minutes? 20 minutes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay.
5 minutes.
Mr. Chair, can we get the agenda posted to chat?
Yes.
Eileen, can you share your screen and just post it? You could just share your screen. Or if you want, I can do it myself.
Want it in chat or you want a shared screen?
Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
I guess I can do it.
If you have the agenda handy, just share your screen so people can see it.
Yeah, give me a second.
That's not going to help.
I had it.
That's not going to help the people.
Right. Should I just send it around? I mean, didn't people get it?
I'll try and resend it to everybody.
You know how to share the screen, right?
Yeah, I do. I just have to find where I stashed this. Oh, here it is. Open session.
Okay, there you go.
Alex, I put that up. That's fine.
Okay, fine. All right. So if you're on a computer, you should be able to see it. If you're on a phone, unfortunately, you can't see it. By the way, if you have a smartphone, you can just upload the Zoom app, and then you'll be able to see everything that anybody on a computer can see. Okay. So, is there any discussion on the draft agenda?
Nancy? Yes, I would like to add an item. Setting the timeline for the affiliates conversion to the unit, from the department to a unit.
Okay, you have a motion ready on that?
I'm partly ready.
Okay, and where would you like to place that item?
I would like to place it. Let's see here, I'm trying to view this. Um, Is that that you've got the closed agenda up there, Eileen?
I didn't put it up. I think Mr. Tatum put it up.
Oh.
Okay, I'll change. I'll change.
Okay. Change
that.
Who's streaming tonight? I'm getting emails that they can't hear the stream.
Felina?
Yes.
Lauren said
the stream should be working. Let me check again. Yeah, I heard that. Let me double check what's going on and see if I have to restart it. But usually, I mean, I got a clear signal. Let me check one second.
Okay.
This is James, Mr. Chair.
Yes, James.
Glad to recognize. I just spoke to Dwayne. He said he tried to call in on the Zoom link, and it didn't work for him. So I gave him the dial-in number. So there you have it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I just sent the agendas out again to the PNB.
Oh, thanks. That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, so.
Chair, may I be recognized?
While we're waiting, go ahead.
Okay, Paulina, what they're saying is that music is being played instead of the stream.
What?
Oh, you know, there's maybe it's connected to the maestro. There's music when it's waiting to, maybe somebody called into maestro and it's streaming from maestro.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
That makes no sense because I am streaming audio from Zoom. But as a matter of fact, that's true. When I call, got into Zoom. Yes, it does mean which should be just okay. It's music. Okay, one second. Let me see. I actually don't know how to. We might have to ask for help from Otis or somebody. That has never happened before. I'm not doing anything differently from what I usually do. One minute. I'm going to mute myself and restart everything on my end. One second.
Okay. Well. We'll just sort of pause the meeting.
Okay, I'll wait.
And it's Julie Garland that's on the, it's the music that's being played, so I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Is it still, I know, is it still playing music? Can somebody check, please? Because I think I fixed it.
Okay, I just,
Music is still playing, but.
Oh, wait. How about now? Let's give it a couple of seconds. Yeah, it's still music, huh? Very strange. Oh, there we go. I think I, no?
It's working for me right now, Robin.
Meaning you are on KPFTX and you're hearing us?
You hear both the conversation and the music.
I don't know where the music is coming from.
Yeah.
So, is it working or not?
Seems to be.
One second, I'm gonna disconnect and come back, but we're streaming, it should not be music. Let me check. Oh.
I don't believe Dwayne Lark is able to get into the call. Can somebody patch him in from their phone?
He's on now. He's on. I see him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pauline, I just got an email saying that there's no more music.
So the stream has been fixed. There is no longer music there, so we should be good to go.
Yeah. What time do you want to eat? No. So the streaming is working now?
That's correct.
Okay, so we can resume. Nancy, I think it was your turn.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I would like to put an item on the agenda for setting the timeline for making, you know, the timeline to convert the affiliates to the unit. I would like to put that on the agenda after item number 4.
After item number 4. So you want to call it like 4B or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much time do you want to give for that item?
20 minutes, I think, would be enough.
20 minutes. Okay.
Maybe not. We might not even need that much time, but that would save us time if we from having to extend if we just put 20 minutes there. In case.
Okay. Do we have a second for this? Somebody want to second this?
Sure, I'll second it. Aki.
Okay, Aki. Thank you. Any discussion?
Robin to the stack.
Go ahead, Robin.
I don't understand the need for this item at all. The vote was to make it a unit. It's done. I'm already working with the bookkeeper at the affiliates to give all the information that's necessary to NIDA. This is a totally unnecessary item. I'll vote against this.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to motivate it.
Go ahead.
I would like us, I mean, there's, you know, options of when it could be started. I mean, it was not a unit at the beginning of this year. It's, you know.
It was, the counting was supposed to have happened at the beginning.
Robin,
hello, I'm speaking.
No cross-talking, please, Robin. Go ahead, Nancy.
And so there's, you know, all of the bookkeeping for the last 9 months was not as a separate unit. And so it will take a large amount of the bookkeeper's time, which will delay the work needed for the preparation of the 2019 audit, and will also delay preparing our current financials. And, you know, it would make, you know, it just would seem to make more sense to start it for fiscal year 2021. That's less than 3 months away.
Yeah, Nancy, I just want to say, let's not argue the merits of the motion.
I know. I mean, I know the work has already started, but the work can be stopped so we can really get started on the 2019. We're ready, you know, we're ready to do that now. And if we have any chance of getting PPP money, we have other things we have to work on. But I mean, it's only 3 months away that it would start, boom, and be a unit. That's what I would.
Okay, any further discussion? And remember, we're only discussing whether this should be added to the agenda, not the merits of the motion itself.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue against it being a unit. I think it should be, but I just the timing.
Yeah, we heard you.
To save us some time and
don't argue the merits.
Yes.
Move on.
Anywhere?
Does anybody else want to speak on this? Okay, then let's just go to a vote.
Actually, yes, I do want to speak on it. I'm sorry, Alex. One quick thing. Is there any point in discussing this without the presence of META here?
We don't
know what it takes.
Yeah, Anita was invited to the meeting. I don't think she's on, but she was invited.
Well, if she doesn't turn up, then I don't think we should. I think we should skip.
I'll send her a note to ask her to be on. I think it would be, yeah, because I did speak with her and
I understand. You don't have to explain.
I wouldn't have suggested it if I didn't make, you know, know talking about it.
Because they're in the clerk's office for 2 days to get
Ron to dispatch.
To get an index.
Okay, Ron. Go ahead.
Yep.
The information that Nancy just put out there is information that seemingly she's only aware of. I'm curious as to why you're contacting NEDA about this. Did the board, you know, request you to do that, or
sure,
you just did that on your own?
I could answer if the board would like, if the chair would allow.
You may answer. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, you know, we passed this motion, I'm not, you know, I don't want to reverse this motion, but there was no timeline for when this would be done. And so I, you know, we have competing, priorities. And so I just wanted to
That's what I'm getting at. These competing priorities.
I wanted to ask the bookkeepers what they would have to set aside in order to convert this convert the affiliates to a unit. What it would take, you know, what they'd have to put aside in order to do this from beginning.
Well, we're going to need that information to make a decision about your motion.
Right.
I expected that
Anita would be on the call
to the stack
tonight.
Very confusing.
I expected that Anita would be on the call to answer that.
Can we not have this discussion right now?
Yeah, can people stop cross-talking?
Well, it's impossible to stop people.
Lawrence to the statue.
Okay, I heard Lawrence.
Dwayne Lark, request for information.
Okay, Dwayne, what is your request?
I've only been on the call for 5 minutes because it was a struggle getting through Zoom. So I'd like to know, where are we on the agenda and what are we discussing?
We're at the agenda approval stage of the agenda, and we're discussing an addition to the agenda that's being proposed by Director Sword about a timeline for the implementation of the motion to make the affiliates a unit.
I understand, but the five or six minutes I've been on the call, it appears that we're discussing it rather than discussing whether or not to put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I'm afraid that you you may be right about that. I'm trying my best to focus the discussion on the agenda. Lawrence?
Well, I would like to have this. Okay.
Thank you. Nancy, you're out of order, Nancy. You're out of order. You're speaking. Yeah. You're jumping the
step. You are. You weren't recognized.
I'm sorry. Chair.
You're not the chair, Lawrence.
I know, but you're not recognized. I'm sorry. I was recognized.
Lawrence is recognized.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's go.
So I feel the same way Robin feels. We at governance, we vetted this this motion, and Anita provided us information. I don't see why there should be a timeline in regards to how we're going to convert them. Anita said it's a simple adjustment to, I believe, the ledger, and that's it. You know, so I'm objecting to this motion.
Lawrence, we're only discussing adding this motion to the agenda.
I'm against putting it on the agenda.
Okay, we're not trying not to debate the merits of the motion. Is there any further discussion before we go to a vote?
This is Paulina to the staff.
Okay. Paulina.
Yeah, I would object putting this motion on the agenda because. Well, actually, it would be hard for me to say why without discussing the merits of this case of the motion. But if we're not going to be registering, doing the bookkeeping according to the affiliates being a unit, we're going to give extra work to bookkeeping later on. It's just pushing the can down the road. So I would suggest not discussing this right now.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Moving to the stack, please.
Is Grace for the stack?
Okay, I'm hearing too many people at once. I think I heard Grace, then Lydia, and then Eileen.
I asked for a while back.
15 seconds left on this agenda item.
Okay. Well, we don't have an agenda yet, Lawrence, so we can't go by the timeline yet. Eileen?
Yeah, Chair, can we please skip this? We don't even know if the, there's nothing more to talk about. We don't even know if Anita's going to be on. And I agree that it doesn't need to take up time tonight. We can confer with them and figure it out elsewhere. I don't think it needs to be decided right here by the PNB. It's a technical issue.
I mean, you skip it by voting not to put the item on the agenda. That's how you skip it. Grace, you're next, and then Lydia.
I'd like to table this motion, this agenda item. Putting this item on the agenda.
It can be at
some time in the future when we have
more. So much time on this for nothing.
Oh, would you like to table it or postpone it? Which one?
Table it. Table it is not debatable.
This is Lawrence.
Mr. Chair,
I'd like to hear Mr. Tatum's opinion on this. Mr. Tatum, is it proper to table an item that we're simply discussing whether to add it to the agenda?
No, this is an improper use of the motion to table. The motion to table means that you want to set something aside until later on in the current meeting.
Yeah. So
if that's what she wants to do, then the motion to table is okay. It comes on later on in the agenda.
Okay, well, skip it. My motion to table has not been seconded. I withdraw it.
Okay. Lydia, you were next.
Yes. Whether it's postponed or on this agenda, it does need to be dealt with because it was not discussed. at the time that this motion was passed. Again, it has no bearing on whether it's going to become a unit. That's not the issue. The issue is fiscal year. To do this in the middle of a fiscal year requiring accounting to redo everything from the beginning of our last fiscal year, so the end of September, so from October and on, to have to redo that kind of work, which I'll address, you know, what we're facing. I mean, we have a letter from the AG saying we have to get our audit in, et cetera, if we want to continue operating. We've had these before, but we're really, we really need to get the next audit done. So we don't want to, I think that the only thing that, that accounting has said is, you know, if they can start it at the end of this fiscal year. So start fresh from day one instead of having to do all of that work to go back when we need them to be working on the 2019 audit.
Okay. Robin, this back.
Just want to clarify. Lydia, are you speaking in favor of adding motion to the agenda or not adding it?
I am speaking in favor of the board needs to deal with this either now or next week. Hopefully we will be passing the audit.
Okay.
And in which case it's a postponement.
Okay. Well, then if you wanted to postpone, a board member would have to make a motion to postpone.
No, exactly. Everything I said is just a recommendation. Thank you. Right.
Rob,
we're
next on the
stacks. Robin, can I go?
Yes.
I sent two emails to Lydia and to Nita suggesting two easy solutions to the problem. And I didn't get any response. No one contacted me back. This is typical of how the affiliates are treated. We try to work and cooperate and we're ignored. And it's really disappointing. I mean, Nancy didn't respond to those two emails. I sent it to the whole PNB. It can simply be an exhibit in the 2018 audit, and I'm working with Ruth right now to do that. And it can be a monthly journal entry, you know, 9 journal entries. How is that a lot of bookkeeping? So this is a waste of everyone's time right now.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to postpone. Postpone to the next meeting. Hopefully we could get Netta to come in and give us some information.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay.
Seconded.
Motion to postpone is on the table. It's been seconded. Does anybody want to speak on the motion to postpone? Okay.
Can I move it, Chair? No, go ahead. There's nobody else.
Okay, then let me ask you. Is there any, well, let's just go to a vote on the motion to postpone if anybody wants to discuss it.
Is there any objections?
Are there any objections to the motion to postpone? Till the next meeting? Okay, seeing no objections, then the motion is postponed until the next meeting. So we're back to the draft agenda. Is there any further discussion of the draft agenda? Okay, seeing no further discussion, then are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay. Seeing no objection to draft agenda is adopted. And the next item of business is approval of the minutes for the July 2nd, 2020 open session. Is there any discussion, any corrections being offered? Okay. You don't have any corrections and those minutes are approved, and you can always make corrections later. Okay, the next item on the agenda is reserve consideration of amendment Chris Corey's motion to remove and replace the PNV chair and secretary. That's a 10-minute item. And I'll begin taking a stack. Who wants to be on the stack? We're just picking up where we left off at the last meeting. So who wants to be on the stack?
Ralph here for the stack. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ralph. It's very faint, but I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, Ralph, go ahead.
Well, my brothers and sisters, and those
can you make it louder? It's very hard to hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
A little Hello? Better.
Hello?
Yeah.
In the last couple of months, after the Crozier, I'll call it debacle, Pacifica has been on very shaky grounds. Much work has been done for stability in Pacifica. So I would vote down this proposal in the desire to create stability where none existed. There will be plenty of time to review the past, deal with old, trying to get the right word for it, with old problems, with old hurts. So let us support stability in terms of keeping things the way they are and change.
Sorry, somebody is on two devices at the same time.
Okay. Not me. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Stability is the issue here. And if we pretend to have an interest in Pacifica, we will vote for stability, maintaining that position.
That's a point.
Which we have so painfully arrived at. And so I am voting that issue down. No, because of my interest in maintaining Pacific.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. Anybody else want to be on the stack on this item?
Yeah, Chair, this is Lawrence. I raised my hand in the
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
So I was subject of this motion, and I've had a change of heart due to the conflict and instability, as Valve said, that it will cause, and due to the previous conflict that some members that are advocating for this motion engaged in, and I can no longer in my conscience support a motion like this. So I just wanted to make that clear, and I think the motion should be withdrawn.
Thank you, Lawrence. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Chris will be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So my understanding is that the motion can't be withdrawn. It's part of the body, and it has to be either voted up or down at this juncture. I put the motion forward because I believe that there was a wrong done to Lawrence particularly, and in the fact that he doesn't feel that at this juncture, or maybe he does feel it, but he's putting it in the second chair relative to other considerations, is almost beside the point. I'm not for instability, obviously. I mean, this wasn't put forward to make things more unstable. It was put forward to try and heal a rift that I saw emerging on the board that's been, I think, growing for some time, or at least not getting healed. So I just want to emphasize that the motion was put forward to heal rifts within this organization, just like pretty much everything that I stand behind is an attempt to do. You know, if you look back at my history voting over the last 6 months particularly, I think you'll find that most of my motions are to make the organization more stable, not less stable. So I can't withdraw it, and I can't vote against my own. I'm not going to vote against my own motion, but I just want to express what the intended purpose was, because there seems to be some misunderstanding about that. And I also want to just express that this was put forward by me, period. There's nobody that, you know, helped me with this or that advocated for this other than me. And people, the fact that people rallied behind it, you know, you'd have to ask them why they did that. But I saw something happening to Lawrence, and I felt that it was a necessary move on my part as a director. So I hope you all appreciate it at that level and accept it at that level. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Let me just explain one thing. We're discussing Jan Goodman's amendment to your motion. After we finish deliberating on that, then we'll discuss the main motion again. And while we're at it, you reminded me, we made a mistake in a parliamentary ruling at the last meeting. Mr. Tatum pointed this out to me after the meeting, and I thought I'd bring it up right now since you actually mentioned it. Mr. Tatum, the mistake was that we ruled that you cannot vote against a motion that you brought forward. Apparently that is not correct. Is that right, Mr. Tatum?
Yes, that's correct.
So in other words, it is, you can vote against the motion that you did present.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the mistake was you cannot debate against the motion that you made, and that was the error on my part.
Okay, so I want to apologize to Sandra Rawling, who made a motion and then wanted to vote against it, and we sincerely thought that that was not allowed, but apparently we were wrong. So I do apologize to Sandra for that mistake.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
Yeah, the draft agenda that's on the screen, it's from May 7th, not from July 9th. So I'm wondering if that could be fixed.
I don't know the one I'm working with says July 9th, so I'm not sure what's on the screen here. Wow.
I'll get the right one up. Just give me a half a minute.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to call the question on a vote on this motion here. Call
okay.
The question on this vote.
The question is called. Are there any objections to calling the question? This is on the amendment to the main motion. Does somebody want to read the amendment, or is that not necessary? Anybody?
Read the amendment.
Okay, Jan, it was your amendment. Do you want to read it? You have to unmute yourself, Jan.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, this seems to be a moot point, and I don't have the amendment with me, because I talked to Lawrence about this and he, you know, wanted to drop the whole thing. So even though it is the bodies, I personally don't see the point of proceeding at all, and I can't even remember what my amendment was at the time. I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Let me ask the secretary if she can bring up the amendment. Grace?
Yes, it was to replace the last paragraph, the last sentence of Chris Corey's motion, which read, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be heretofore removed and replaced by Lawrence Reyes chair and Darlene Pagano secretary. So Jan amended that last sentence to read, motion to elect Lawrence Reyes as pro tem chair and Darlene Pagano as pro tem secretary to act as pro tem officers until such time as new officers are elected per the bylaws of Pacifica.
Okay, the question has been called and there has been no objection, so let's just go to a vote on it.
And time's up, Joe.
Is there anybody who objects, who wants to continue passing it? Can you ask that so we can save time?
I guess I could do that, yes. Is there anybody who would like to support this amendment? Okay, there's nobody wants to support the amendment, then the amendment fails. Now we have to go to a vote on the main motion. Grace, could you please read the main motion?
Yes. The main motion reads, whereas the chair and secretary of Pacifica have an obligation to coordinate board activities and to entertain all points of view without favor, and whereas there have been continuous accusations that the chair and secretary have failed to breach board divisions, even going so far as to state that they are unwilling to speak to certain members of this board, and whereas the perspectives of the board minorities are rarely entertained and never given serious consideration by the current chair and secretary, and whereas the basic trust of all directors is needed for proper board function, and whereas the officers of Pacifica have failed to win the trust of the directors of Pacifica, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be heretofore removed and replaced by Lawrence Reyes chair and Darlene Pagano secretary.
Okay. I think this is still open for discussion. The calling of the question only dealt with the amendment.
I want to call the question on this motion.
Question on the main motion. Okay. Does anybody object to calling the question on the main motion? Okay. Seeing that, then we'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the main?
Ask if there's anybody who still wants to vote for it? Save time.
Yes. I guess I could do that again. Does anybody want to vote in favor of the main motion or abstain? Let me put it that way.
I'll abstain, Jan Goodman.
Okay, then if you're abstaining, then I think we have to go to a vote.
Oh, never mind. I thought you could just... Never mind. Fine.
Sorry. Okay, so if nobody wants to vote for the main motion and no one wants to abstain, then... The main motion is rejected by consensus, I guess, at this point. Okay, then let's go to the next item on the agenda. The next item is vote to rescind PNB policy adopted June 11 concerning member requests for member lists and replace with a resolution approving sending the lists pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws and California Corporation Code. Is that okay? Is there an actual wording for the motion, or is that it?
Yes. Yes, there is. I'm trying to find it. I sent it out to everyone.
Okay. Is it in the draft agenda, Grace?
No, I doubt it.
And this is Lydia. I'm not on the PNB list, reminding everyone again, so I would not have received it if someone can send it to me. Thank you.
I think I sent it to you. I meant to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lydia is happy.
Okay, so while you're sending it, does somebody want to volunteer to read the motion?
Yeah, this is a 20-minute item?
The 20-minute item, yes.
Hold on 1 second. Here it is. Okay, I sent it to everyone, and I sent it to... Oh, I'm sorry, Lydia. I sent it to your personal email address. But I sent it at...
I can refer it to.
Okay, I sent it at 5:25 p.m.
I know. You're using my actual, my PCenter address, but that's right.
It's your Gmail address. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll send it again to maybe somebody else can just forward it to you so I can.
No, I can find it. As long as I know where you sent it, I'll look for it.
Okay, so here's the wording. It's entitled Motion to Rescind and Replace the June 11, 2020 PNB Motion Regarding Membership List Requests with this motion titled Member Request for Membership Lists. And, I would like to, also direct everyone's attention to Mr. Schwartz's comment, which I believe he sent to the entire PNB, and to paraphrase it, it basically says we don't need more litigation, and he has to send, you know, we have to send.
Can you please
But anyway, I would like to refer everybody to that also because it will inform our discussion.
You have a chance.
And here's what it says.
Yeah, right.
Whereas Pacifica Foundation members have the right to, quote, inspect and copy the record of all members' names, addresses, unquote, and so forth. Whereas the foundation has the responsibility to provide a, quote, reasonable, unquote, means of accommodating said request from members. Whereas this member right is affirmed in California Corporations Code section 6330 to 6338 paragraph, whereas the California Court of Appeals decision, parens, KQED Inc. versus Hall 1982, affirms the right of a member of a nonprofit corporation to be able to communicate with other members through access to the organization's membership list and describes the following process. The organization sends the mailing list to a third-party mailhouse designated by the member. The third-party mailhouse must sign a binding non-disclosure agreement, and the member can only communicate with the other members by paying the processing fee to the third-party mailhouse to send out the mailing so the member can communicate with other members. Whereas this member right is spelled out in the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 12, Section 4, Members' Inspection Rights. Therefore, be it resolved that the motion passed at the June 11th, 2020 PNB meeting titled Regarding Member Requests for Membership Lists, moved by Alex Steinberg and which passed by acclamation amid many technical difficulties on the phone call, according to the Secretary, shall hereby be rescinded and replaced with this motion titled Member Requests for Membership Lists, July 9, 2020.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
I'm not finished. I'm going to read the actual replacement motion. So the replacement motion says Member Requests for Membership Lists, July 9, 2020. In response, so this is the new replacement motion. In response to a member's request that is reasonably related to such person's interests as a member of the foundation, comma, including but not limited to elections and resolutions requiring membership approval and subject to the foundation's right to provide a reasonable alternative method for achieving the member's articulated purpose, that Pacifica National Board hereby determines that a, quote, reasonable alternative, unquote, to giving the membership list directly to the member is to send a list of the most current list of email addresses of members as of the date of the request, parenthesis, without having to further update the list prior to the release of said list, close parenthesis, to a third-party mailhouse designated by the member, with the third-party mailhouse signing a binding non-disclosure agreement and the mailhouse sending out the members' communication to the other members using said email list, period. Respectfully submitted, Jan Goodman.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Lydia, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes.
Wait, excuse me. Don't I get to motivate this?
You can motivate it. I think I was looking at Robert's rules on this recently. I believe you get to motivate it just before we take a vote. Is that correct?
Well, you know, our tradition and our practice is that after you read it, you get to motivate it.
I would like to ask Mr. Tatum that question first.
I'm talking about what we do.
Tatum?
Can you hear me now? I was on mute.
Yes.
I'd like to answer that question. You know, could somebody mute who has a child in the background?
Yeah, there's some background.
Mr. Lark, please.
Okay. Robert's Rules recommends that the person who made the motion speaks first if they want to. So it's just the opposite of what your past practice is. So going forward, I would like for the PMB board to line up more with Robert's Rules of Order. The 12th edition is getting ready to come out in a couple of months. So it's time for us to get back on track, and some of the things that we have been doing in the past, we need to correct them. So to answer the question, the maker of the motion has the right to speak first. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I must have read it wrong. Okay, go ahead, Jen.
Okay, I'm going to quote Arthur Schwartz. He mailed this to the board about an hour ago at 3:45. And what he says is, I do think we need to avoid litigation. Somebody's child.
Yeah, point of order. Yeah, Sheriff, please.
I do think we need to avoid litigation. Most of our listeners get political movement emails. Most of our listeners get 100 political/movement emails a day. What we would once have worried about as an overload is now just a test of how fast you can delete unwanted email. If Ms. Keene wants to rehash all of the critiques which were aired during the bylaw debate earlier this year, seems like years ago, let her do it. We can insist on controlling the recipient of the list and make sure that it has a prominent unsubscribe button. The list should not allow cross-discussion, only a BCC to the member. That will avoid some of our crazies using it to send 100 emails of their own. We don't have to give it to her mailhouse to control. I have to deal with this with private sector unions. They, the unions, have to allow emailings during elections. We limit the number of times in a given period, like one per week. And I think that says I don't need to say anything further. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lydia.
Chair Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Lawrence, I got you. Anybody else want to be on the stack? All right, we'll keep going. Go ahead, Lydia. Hello? Lydia, I thought you wanted to be on the stack.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, because I wasn't muted. So I had to be on your end. But anyway, okay, so the recommendation for a listserv, well, first of all, let me back up. Okay, so obviously key here is what is reasonable. When we started facilitating the third-party mail houses for elections, that was reasonable and was by council considered a reasonable alternative and within the context of California Corporations Code requirements. Obviously, when the code was written, it did not contemplate emails and the burden that is when you get swamped with them. And so we're going to try the listserv. If you know, it becomes problematic, we can choose another alternative, and that too is reasonable. And so in terms of setting up the listserv, it incorporates some of the things that council referred to, an unsubscribe button, the ability for other members to respond without having to pay a mail house. There is an extreme sense of privilege here for those who have money. This has been, our elections have been plagued with the same thing. If you don't join a slate, then you have to pick up the full tab of mailers. And so it's very difficult to get independent candidates for our boards, which I think is a problem. We've never had any kind of criteria for how much can be spent on this. But now, just for a communication that is not election related, that should we should try this, see if people are interested in it. Opt in. If it's a dismal failure or you get the kind of backlash that I heard, I cannot tell you how many phone calls I got because people were so confused, especially because the slates realigned. so they were really confused during the referendum. But you know, it has been the number of emails from the stations asking for money, and the newsletters, and you know, I have sent out an appeal, I'm going to send out another announcement for something, and so on and so forth, and we have all of this busyness coming through to our membership. So I think that because we are really struggling for obvious reasons during this COVID-19 period, that we should not burden the stations more with having people start removing their emails when they pledge, asking not to be emailed. That means they're also not going to get an e-ballot, right? And they're going to be less inclined to find out what's going on at the station, because if they ask for their email to be removed because they're being swamped by emails that they don't want, that's like a problem. And that's a problem even if we do have the elections, but around elections, that does put an added requisite, in my opinion. So always the measuring rod is what is reasonable. And in terms of, well, maybe I shouldn't go into that, but Arthur has also offered another opinion in terms of the content of the person requesting the list. And but that's a different issue, and I don't want to entertain that. Right now, what I want is for everybody to think about the volume of emails that you want to get and what we went through with the referendum. Think about doing that as an ongoing basis with every thought that crosses the mind of every over 50,000 members.
Thank you.
Yes.
Laura?
I just want to ask Lydia one question. Is she endorsing rescinding of this measure, or?
Oh, sorry, no. No, it was actually my proposal to the board, and then the board members carried it, which was to develop this listserv, which Renee, who was our election supervisor, she actually had finished it, and then I had a couple of thoughts about it, and anyway, so she's sending me a new template in the next couple of days.
Okay, so you're not, so you said you did not rescind.
No, I'm against rescinding, yes.
Okay. Arthur was in favor of rescinding.
Thank you.
Arthur didn't say that, actually.
Well, he was in favor of giving a list, according to the law.
Arthur wrote an email expressing his opinion about the process. Now, I don't think he said whether it should be rescinded or not rescinded, but if Arthur wants to contribute to the discussion, he can speak for himself. He is on the call.
Chair?
Lyndon to the stack.
Yeah, Lawrence, then Lyndon. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. From what I understand, we have a policy on this board that it takes three directors to request a legal opinion. I don't know how many directors requested a legal opinion from Arthur when it came to this
to this issue. If it's the case, then I think our author needs to explain why he engaged in that legal opinion and not following the policy of the directors requesting a legal opinion as is the policy. I believe the motion passed last year, the year before that. So I'm completely against rescinding this motion. Because two things. I believe that the intent of the person that is seeking the list, I believe the intent is to engage in another referendum that will be detrimental to the network. So, and that's what I was told last night. So that makes me feel very uncomfortable. So I'm going to vote down this motion because we don't need another fight and another waste of money as we wait, as we spend $102,000. And that's not including the legal fees, that we have to pay too. So, that's it, Chair. So I'm gonna vote this down.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Lyndon, you're next on the stack.
Yes. I think that, we need an ability to communicate with all the members and to do it in real time in the year 2020. And this idea of opt-in listserv is pretty bizarre to think that that is reasonable in any way. Just because you can, or the member, the ID says that this is reasonable, it certainly doesn't make it so. And we need to be able to get information out to all 45,000 or 50,000 members of Pacifica in a timely, efficient manner. And today that is email. And if the California law says that, then you're just inviting more trouble.
Okay.
Pauline, you're to the stack, please.
This is Sandra. May I be on the stack?
We have 2 minutes left on this item.
I heard Felina and I heard Sandra. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Yeah, this is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Grace. And Lawrence, how much more time do we have on this item?
We have a minute and 45 seconds.
Chair, I'd like to move to extend this item.
Well, you should wait till you're recognized.
Sorry, Chair.
Mr. Corey, you're recognized.
Thank you. I'd like to move to extend this item for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Do we have a second for extending this item?
Second, Lyndon.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending this item for 10 minutes?
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Lydia?
Do we still have a time certain for the closed session at 10 Eastern?
Yes,
because
we do.
We do have other counsel scheduled.
We have a time certain of 10 for the closed session. That's correct.
So we would come back to this after that. Is that correct?
Depends on what time it is. Maybe.
I have a parliamentary, may I be recognized? I have a parliamentary question.
Chair, did we pass the time extension so I could put it on the clock?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, I don't think there were any objections, but let me ask it again. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. What's the parliamentary question?
Yeah, I believe I read, and going through Robert's rules, that you can't come back from a closed session to a new open session, but I'm not sure if I understood it correctly. So I'm hoping the parliamentarian can enlighten us. Thank you.
I believe we can recess and then come back, but I'll ask Mr. Tatum to confirm that.
Mr. Chair,
when you go into executive session, it's really not necessary to adjourn the open session, because to go into a closed session is a question of privilege. So, to answer your question, once the closed session is over, the board has to rise and report. In other words, I know PNB is used to saying report out. So I'll use that phrase. At the end of the closed session, the board has to report out, and yes, they may go back into the open meeting.
Okay. That's, I think that answers the question. Okay, so let's go back to the stack. I think Paulina was next.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Yeah, I Paulina here. Thank you for recognizing me. I
can't hear you, Paulina.
I would like to be members. Hello. I am unmuted. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
I was not muted, no. I would like to be reminded of what the stated reason of this member of the foundation was for requesting the membership list, and whether, also whether it's always been the practice, to allow, interested members of the foundation to pay a mail house designated by the members only during election times and only for the purposes of electoral information. Is that correct? I just wanted some clarification. I was not going to.
I think I can answer that. I think that is basically it. We have in the past allowed members access to the mailing list through a third party during elections when it concerns an election. So that's where
And only for specific messaging that would be election related. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's been the practice asked. Lydia, maybe you'd like to comment on that?
Well, actually, I do have a question before Lydia comments. Maybe she can also answer mine. And maybe, I don't know if it's even appropriate in open session, but in general, very, very generally, would a nonprofit like the Pacifica Foundation, be in any kind of trouble if we were to follow what we've been doing so far? And actually, we're trying to make it, I mean, we've already approved, right? I mean, we're trying to rescind and replace a reasonable accommodation, which we haven't had in a long time. Is that correct? So, I mean, I think we have already made quite a bit of improvement in terms of accommodating requests such as these, and I am actually very much in agreement with what Lydia said about bombarding people and driving them away, disenfranchising them in a sense, if they were to opt out, or let's just say, request not to be on our mailing list because they're getting bombarded by private other members of the foundation who are paying, right? Who would be paying, in fact, a mail house, to send their messaging. So yeah, I do not support the proposed replacement motion. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to remind everyone.
Newman, I would like to clarify the request.
I would like to remind everyone to please keep your comments to 90 seconds. We don't have a timekeeper for people tonight, but please try to supervise your own speaking so that we don't so that everybody gets a chance to talk. The next person on the stack is Sandra.
And Mr. Chair, I would like to be recognized to clarify the request.
You have not been recognized.
I know. I want to be put on the stack to clarify.
I'll put you back on the stack.
Thank you.
But right now, Ms. Rawlines is next. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, I'll try to keep it brief. It sort of sounds to me like by not allowing a person's request for the membership list to be sent to a third-party mail house, whether it be email or postcards or whatever, it sort of sounds to me like we're practicing some form of censorship. I do not believe that members will just bail because they get so many emails from other members that are expressing viewpoints. And I think that it would be in Pacifica's best interest to allow members to communicate with other members through the third-party mail house. If somebody does not want to receive those emails, they can unsubscribe or they can say, please stop. But I think it's important because communication is key to radio, and it's key to our foundation. And if somebody wants to communicate with other members, they should be allowed to do so. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Grace, you're next on the stack.
Could you also put me on the stack, please? This is Aki.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put you on the stack, too.
Yes, I'd like to quote the person who requested the list that in question. Quote, my list request is reasonably related to my interest as a member of the Pacifica Foundation because I need to communicate urgently with the membership concerning proposed bylaws amendments to address and correct the chronic dysfunction of the board and local station boards. I'd like to also state that there were at least two other requests for the membership lists, and they were not given to several people who did not want to use the list for bylaws amendments. In the past, communications sent out to all members have done fundraising, and they've also, and that can be done again. I don't see how that could be prevented. And allowing the email list to be used and used and used again could be damaging to Pacifica, as it harms our email outreach to members, our email outreach to members, because it overuses the list and it potentially cuts our income from email solicitations by our stations and by national. Also, it could discourage membership because people do not like to receive excessive emails and confusing emails. So it could discourage people from becoming members. So I think that this needs to be rethought. There may be a better solution, but I think rescinding this and allowing right now an easy access to our membership list and another bylaws amendment, because that's what the intention, obviously, the person requesting the list wants them quickly to put a bylaws amendment, in my opinion, forward really quickly to circumvent the increase in the threshold for a petition-originated bylaws amendment. I think they want to get it under the wire while it's still 1% before it gets raised to 5%. So look at what we're dealing with here.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Chris, you're next on the stack.
Mr. Chair, may I be placed on the stack?
Okay.
James?
Okay.
I want to offer to be the timekeeper.
Lyndon also on the stack.
Lyndon, okay. You've already spoken. There's nobody else who hasn't spoken.
Ron
on the stack.
Ron on the stack. Okay. So, Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I would just like to express that I am fairly concerned that we might be drifting off into legal troubles here again at Pacifica. I really would like to get counsel's opinion on this. I mean, he's kind of casually stated it over the listserv, but it would be better if he stepped forward and offered an opinion at the meeting. So that we have a clear indication of where this is likely to land in just in legal terms. I am, you know, I'm by no means certain that the person pursuing this list will, would resort to the courts. But if that is, if that is an inevitability or even a likely prospect, I think we should definitely consider that as members of this board. And, I am very deeply concerned about lawsuits in general, as anybody on this board will know, in that they distract from the purpose of this body and, tap our resources and our energies, that could be used for more constructive purposes. So, I would very much like to hear a legal opinion on this, and that was all I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Okay, well, I will ask our legal counsel if he wishes to speak. I think he is on the call as far as I can tell. Arthur, did you want to say anything?
Sure. First of all, I don't, if I wasn't supposed to give my opinion, whoever was critical, Lawrence I didn't know I had to be asked by three people, for my opinion, so I won't give it again if I don't get three requests. I don't think that the plan that Lydia proposed that the board adopted necessarily leads to legal problems. It really depends on how it's handled. And I think that, you know, the case that the woman, I forgot her name, who made the request cites to a 1974 California Supreme Court case. You know, of course, it's from a period when there was no email, if we can remember that. And the statute does talk about inspecting and copying addresses. It doesn't talk about being provided with email addresses to a third-party mail house. That so things have changed a lot, and I do think that Lydia's proposal is workable if it's done carefully, and can avoid a lot of the problems. I do recall during the, I don't even know how I got some of the, I was getting 100 emails a day, and I'm not on anybody's listserv, about the bylaw proposal. It was unbelievably horrible. And, so I think that we should give it a try. And I would, you know, want to work closely with Lydia to make sure that we don't step on our toes and trip in the course of doing it, and that it's done in a way. I think that that decision in 1974 unfortunately gives fairly broad interpretation to the concept of what people can say is something they need to discuss with fellow members. I do think that, I mean, just my initial read of the email was similar to what you all saw, which was, haven't I read this before? Like during December and January and February. And why does someone communicate the same thing again? So I do think it's worth an effort to come up with a way that, allows people to communicate, but at the same time doesn't inundate our members. So I'm not going to say that the proposal has to lead to legal problems, and I think we just have to be careful about it.
Chair, time is up on this item.
I mean, and by proposal, I mean Lydia's proposal.
Okay, time is up on this item. Then let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll?
Yes. Sorry, I had to unmute myself. Okay, Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
All right, Chris Corey?
Pass.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Pass.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark? All right. We'll come back to Dwayne. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Okay, in case you're confused, this is a motion to rescind Lydia's accommodation about the distribution of the email lists.
I vote against that.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay, Eileen Rosin?
No.
All right, James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
No. All right,
pardon me?
No.
Okay, Aki Tanaka? Come back to Aki. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. Going back. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
All right.
Chair?
Yes.
I may raise, this is Ron. Forgive me. I made a mistake on my vote. I meant to vote no.
Okay, I'll change your vote.
Thank you.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Okay. And Dwayne Lark? Can someone check? Maybe Dwayne got dropped off the call. They can call him so he can.
Dwayne's back. Dwayne votes no.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Vote yes.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 noes. And we have 1, 2 abstentions. 6 yes, 13 no. 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Final vote. The motion fails. Final vote is 6 yes, 13 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay. And we need to adjourn to recess to the closed session. We can start the closed session. Yeah. Can we get a 5-minute break before we start the closed session?